12 minutes now after 9 o'clock on this Tuesday morning. You know, we've all been connected via the internet for over 20 years now, by mobile phones for more than 10 years. And how does an emerging generation handle all of this and still stay sane? Our next guest is covering that in her new book, Mindfulness for Emerging Adults: Finding Balance, Belonging, Focus, and Meaning in the Digital Age. Pleased to have online with us right now the author of that book, Donna Torney. Donna, good morning, and thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
This is a really interesting topic, and one that I really haven't seen discussed that much. The fact that, I mean, the world has changed dramatically, and so how is this emerging generation handling it?
Well, what I'm finding in my private counseling practice is, even though this young adult generation is connected 24/7, they're still feeling the sense of isolation. And for a lot of social and economic reasons, they're also feeling pretty overwhelmed.
Yeah, it is overwhelming. So how do you help somebody who comes to you and says, look, I am feeling overwhelmed. I don't feel like I have any friends, even though my nose is, on the screen, my eyes are on the screen 24/7.
Well, one of the things I do, one of the cornerstones of my practice, and of course in the title of the book, is use mindfulness. And the great thing about mindfulness is it's free, and often young adults are strapped for cash, and so I can teach them some easy stress reduction routines and tools that help them calm their nervous system, and then other things seem to kind of fall into place. It's hard to make friends when you are stressed in fight or flight mode.
That's a really good point. So when you talk about mindfulness, what do we mean, first of all, by mindfulness?
Well, mindfulness is the definition I use. Basically, bringing your attention back to the present moment over and over again without judgment. And that's the definition I use, because that's the definition that you will see in most of the studies that are done on mindfulness.
Mm-hmm. So how do you help these young adults find balance?
Okay. So in the book, balance, I have four different categories: balance, belonging, focus, and meaning. And when I talk about balance, I'm talking about physical balance. So I gently remind them that they are not flesh-colored computers. They need still to, even though we're in the digital age, they still need to pay attention to diet, exercise, and sleep, and the animal self, the physical routine. For instance, if we saw a nocturnal animal up and out in the middle of the day, we'd probably think, oh, there's something wrong with that animal. That animal is sick. Mm-hmm. And yet we are pushing ourselves to kind of ignore our biological rhythms, which causes a lot of trouble. So if we can get the balance taken care of, oftentimes the other things fall into place.
Yeah. You talk in the book about center points. What are these center points?
Well, what I did was I tried to create categories of mindfulness practices that would appeal to emerging adults. So, people in their 20s and early 30s, a lot of times they're not motivated to sit still and meditate in the traditional sense. Mm-hmm. But what I did was I tried to create categories that would appeal to their developmental goals, which in emerging adulthood, that's finding independence and finding intimacy and connection and community. So there are tons of studies out there now, which is wonderful, it backs it up, that by using mindfulness, calming the nervous system, we communicate better. And what emerging adult doesn't want to communicate better, whether it's with a potential romantic partner or if you're in your first job review, let's say.
Right. Oh, absolutely. The book tells stories of some of your patients' names changed to protect their identity, obviously, but it kind of explains, who these people are and some of the things that they're encountering. And I think that people will read this and be able to identify in a lot of cases, won't they?
The cases I use, they're kind of composite characters.
Yeah.
And I just tried to take themes that I was hearing over and over again, you know, like people not finishing college because they ran into financial problems or social and emotional problems, and moving back home, and the blow to your self-esteem when you're a young adult. Other themes that I keep hearing over and over again is how hard digital dating is. Mm. And so I tried to speak to the real struggles there as well.
You know, it's interesting because the world is always changing and always will be changing. But I think that the changes we've seen in the last 20 years or so have just been so drastic and so dramatic that, you know, turning 18 and emerging into adulthood today is a lot different than it was for this generation's parents and the parents before them and so on.
Yeah, it is drastic. And that's, you know, another thing I wanted to do with this book is to sort of alert mentors, whether you're a parent or a teacher or a counselor or a supervisor, you know, what this generation is up against. And you're right, every generation has faced a challenge and opportunities. Certainly this generation has opportunities with technology as well as challenges. Mm-hmm. But just being able to understand the accelerated pace and the drastic change that this group is going through, I think is really important.
Mindfulness for Emerging Adults, Finding Balance, Belonging, Focus, and Meaning in the Digital Age. Donna Torney, thanks for your time this morning. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you so much, Paul.
All right, take care. Bye now.
Bye.
1380 WPHM in Port Huron, Donna Torney, the author of Mindfulness for Emerging Adults. It is 19 past 9 o'clock. Pretty nice.